Lockheed Martin isn't the only company doing this. There's a handful of small companies, mostly startups, which were started by fusion scientists who think they've got a better idea, a better way of doing it. There have always been lots of different methods of, holding the fuel and heating the fuel. And the mainstream efforts funded by governments have tended to focus on the one that was most successful. And that's a device known as a tokamak, which is a sort of donut-shaped container that where you can use magnetic fields to hold the fuel. But there are many other ways of doing it, as some of which have just been cast aside along the way. And some of these scientists want to go back and look at these other methods and see whether, in fact, using modern technology, they could be made to work. And Lockheed Martin is one of those companies. They've taken, in fact, a couple of old techniques and combine them together and think, that they can make that work. But at the moment, all they've done is computer simulations. So I think their predictions were enormously over-enthusiastic. But you never know. They might have success and they might be building a working prototype in 10 years.
Well, look, it's good to have others working in this space. That's the first thing to say. The reason why I'm skeptical is simply because of a lack of information. A scientist, the word science is derived from the term that means being skeptical, so it's a scientist's nature to be skeptical. But when I was at an international conference recently, indeed the Fusion Energy Flagship Conference, there was no representatives there from Lockheed Martin. They didn't turn up to the meeting. They haven't made given any information about any detailed information about their experiments. So for example, a temperature X at a density of Y, that information is not there. There's scant to little info to almost no information apart from their patent about what the magnetic configuration is. So it's great to have these ambitions, but it's not substantiated by any scientific evidence. And until such time as Lockheed Martin provides the scientific evidence, which has been provided in all other areas of fusion research, there is simply no case for that claim to have any substantial credit behind it. So I think the reasons behind, you could ask Lockheed Martin as to the reasons behind this, but I suspect their reasons may not be entirely driven by science, shall we say.
Driven by what then?
Money.